It's just past 1 o'clock. It's January 2nd. Welcome to 2011. This is Modular Systems, and my name is Cyan. I'll be here with you till 1 o'clock. Just want to thank Moonstar and Tash for covering for my last show. And we have a guest in the studio who's going to help us bring in the new year. Hello.
Hi.
Neil Wiernick is here with us, aka Nah. And many of you probably are familiar with his music. He's from Montreal, but now in Toronto. And has organized many events and played many times here in town in the past years. Hello.
Hi.
Again, welcome.
I haven't been here in a while.
Yeah, no, it's true. You haven't played a show here in a while.
Yeah, it's a year, over a year.
Yeah.
There's one coming up. We just have to find a date.
Okay.
So it's going to be at Leica, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And but I don't have a date yet. So I think it's in March, the last time we kind of talked. And that will sort of coincide also with the release of a new 7-track album. It's my first physical release in 4 years.
Yeah.
In fact, my first actual, like, non-compilation, like, all I've been releasing for the last 4 years is, like, compilation individual pieces of music, so it'll be my first release of a body of work in a long time. It's coming out on paper and sound. I've since moved on from Noise Factory Records.
Uh-huh.
Paper and Sound is a new local label in the Toronto area, started by Heike from Kinder Adam.
Okay.
And Chris, who's Comosphere. His name is Comosphere, also from Kinder Adam. They've kind of gone in their own direction now. Kind of, sort of ending their relationship with Nice and Smooth Records, but it's there's still a relationship there and stuff, but they wanted to start doing their own boutique label.
Mm-hmm.
And so they started this label. They've released a couple of physical releases, a few digital download onlys, and I was invited to work with them a couple months ago. Maybe it's actually 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And we decided to put out material that I wrote 4 years ago, just as I finished writing, shortly after I released City Saturate. So it kind of picks up from where I left off. It's actually material I wrote at the same time as I wrote the Sentinel Sound release that I did for mm-hmm. Noah Pred, Crack Line, Broken Signals.
Because you've been working on a lot of music in the last few years, but
not releasing anything.
So, but you decided to release that material.
Yeah, well, I feel like there's a lot of material. There's a lot of water that's been flowing under the bridge for me over the last 4 years, and a lot of different stories. And I decided it was important to not dismiss any body of work that I did over the mm-hmm. last 4 years. I was, for two of those 4 years, I was busy composing music for a theater and dance piece that premiered in Stratford, Ontario, and played for a while. And they were it was pieces for electronics, live cello, and piano and voice. I was working on a. Also around that same time, for that same amount of time, I was working on an installation piece with Hillary Martin,
mm-hmm.
which was presented a couple of times, called Kissbots, which was this interactive robotic thing, because I don't know how to describe it. But it premiered at Nuit Blanche 2 years ago, and it was shown at a couple of galleries since. And so I've been keeping busy, but I obviously, I had some personal stuff going on health-wise, and mm-hmm. Some people know about that, some people don't.
Well, I have the impression generally you've been experimenting a lot in the last couple of years, like with like with actual devices that you're using, and also with different sounds and
types of performances. Definitely, it's been like 4 years of exploration musically for me. A lot of different routes, and that music for theater and dance and for the installation was part of that. Like returning to my composition stuff and leaving behind the more pop. I guess what you could say what I did was pop. It's not pop, but you know what I mean? Like more popular forms of electronic music. So yeah, I did that, and I was you know, I got really excited by all these touch surfaces for the iPod Touch, and now the iPad, and a different manner of making music and sound. And I wrote a couple of applications for a jailbroken iPod Touch, and was writing music with those sort of alternate sequencers. And it sort of led me down a path of like improvisation, basically. And so a lot of my music now, especially when I play live, it's a very different beast from when I perform, when I write in the studio. And my studio music also like took a big change and sort of went away from 4/4 beats to kind of like deeper and deeper into dub, and like exploring different types of that stuff, like those models of music, and other models of music. Like I became very interested in like you know, 8-bit sounds, but not in the way that it's being used generally, but you know, like the sound of a broken computer and things like that. And and you know, like interested in elements of dubstep, but not making dubstep. So and kind of finally coming out of the closet about like really my interest in like beat programming of like IDM music, like Autechre's type of beat programming, where I've always sort of liked it but never really fully presented work like that. But this record I'm putting out with Paper and Sound is all 4/4 beat oriented music. It's music I wrote of that genre, and there's about 6 albums sitting on my hard drive that I can release slowly, that will be coming out slowly over time. We'll explore that stuff, and you know, some of them, I think about 4 albums worth of material, sort of looking at introspectively the health challenges I had over the last 4 years, and the rest are just like me exploring again the environment and looking at the environment and technology and the way our place within the earth where we live. And I mean, those things all sort of always run circles in my head and always shows up in my artwork. No matter what I do, even when I try not to, it's there. So even when I don't title a song, obviously it's really about that. You know, I you know, we live, what else may, I don't know anything else better than the environment I live in.
Yeah,
can't write about something I don't know.
Outer space.
No, I'm not a space travel guy, unfortunately. Some people are, they're really good at it. I'm not.
So. Just stay on the earth.
Yeah, I'm grounded.
Yeah.
In a good way. So cool. So I'm gonna, I guess today what I'm gonna give you is a bunch of stuff that's really like improvised. It might start off as a drone and might go somewhere else, and there might be some beats, there might be just ambience. It's really like, really just, it's how I feel in the moment. It's great. More of a meditative process.
Are you ready? Do you want to start up?
Or? Yeah, I'm gonna give a little, why don't I come over here and...
All right, so...
Give me a second.
All right, this is Na live on Modular Systems. Stay tuned.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Wow, that was awesome. That was a live set by our guest in the studio today, Naw, N-A-W, a.k.a. Neil Wiernick. And yeah, I think every time I've seen you in the last few years, each time is completely different, so I never know what to expect anymore. But, oh, well, I didn't really know you were going to rock out today, but that was pretty great.
I didn't know until
until it happens.
Until it happens. So, yeah, I kind of just happened.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, it's all just pieced together, and like there's some prepared. I mean, obviously, a lot of the sound design is done at home. Like, mm-hmm. I have tons and tons of stuff. And then kind of like a lot of the sound design is done live. So those loop, I bring loops in, and then I sort of like re-sample and re-record those loops and create something new out of something old on the fly constantly, and just keep building and creating and yeah. So it's sort of how I've always sort of worked, but in a, I don't know, like I find...
So I guess in that sense, each time you do play live, it's kind of different.
Yeah, it's a bit of a return to the way I used to. When I first started, I mean, you know, I've been doing laptop music since 1999, so, or 98, maybe even before. But anyways, let's say 98. So I've been doing laptop music for over 10 years now, and... When I first started, it was a very improvised, like I was using Max MSP patches, and it allowed for that improvisation. And then kind of like I fell into this Ableton Live trap that a lot of other artists fell into for a while. And I felt really like everything was in a box and constrained. And so it, even though I tried to do what I was doing before, it wasn't quite exactly the same. And then somehow the people at Ableton and Max MSP kind of got together and made that Max for Live thing, and it really opened up the channels for me again. And I also started exploring other ways of making music, and these touch interface controllers, like on an iPad or iPod Touch or an iPhone, like are really also like, I mean, I know a lot of people don't find them intuitive. They want the actual physical fader or the physical knob. I find it really like if you kind of have to rethink the way you're making music, it becomes like about gestures. So just like using a mouse or a fader as a gesture, I look at it as a gesture like that. So like I just sort of like use that surface like that. And it's still not perfect. And being, I guess, the generation of musician that I am, being a first-generation laptop artist, the mouse... Robert Hanke and I have had this discussion many times, how the mouse is the most intuitive controller out there. And it's because that's how we learned how to use computers, right? Uh-huh. So even the trackpad isn't as intuitive as that physical mouse. Uh-huh. So, but, you know, if you combine that intuitive controller that you've learned with, and you use other controllers at the same time and try to like make it as non-complicated, I think it just allows you to improvise again. And the tools too, like the ability to like, you know, take a bass line and chop it up and spit it back out on the fly as a new bass line, like means I can play a, you know, like I played for an hour and there was like, I don't know, there was like a dozen prepared, not even a dozen, sorry, let me look over here. There's like six prepared pieces of sound in there, and I created everything.
Hmm.
You know, I would cut up the, you know, and just...
It's magic.
Yeah, not really, but no, you know, you could think it's magic if you want. But really, so anyways, this is what I'm kind of exploring, like this experiment, like I'm going back to this experimental feel of music, but at the same time, I'm like continuing on with this dub exploration that I've always sort of done, but yeah, anyways, so now you know what I'm doing. You haven't heard me in a while, so.
Yeah, but next time I hear you might be different again, so.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. We'll see. Who knows, maybe I'll decide to like make 4/4 techno again sometime again, or I mean I've also been anyways, long story, but yeah, so
it's really great though.
Thank you.
What you're doing, so I'm looking forward to hopefully seeing you in March.
Yeah, and I'll be playing a lot of shows within Quebec and Ontario over the spring and summer.
Okay.
And releasing a bunch of stuff. I have this album on Paper and Sound, I have an EP on Permanent Damage coming out, which is more like this stuff that you heard, but more dance floor oriented.
Okay.
So like this new bass music, someone described it as.
Mm-hmm.
And then this EP, kind of full length on Pertance, which is for free to download. I have stuff coming out all over the place.
Okay.
I just.
So it's going to be a busy year for releases, I guess.
Yeah, I'm finally putting music out again.
That's good.
Yeah.
And if people want to find out more about your shows and releases, should they visit your website or
That's difficult. Yeah, Facebook page might be the best idea. Mm-hmm. I'm not very good at updating my website. I'm in the middle of doing that. I just haven't gotten around to... yeah, I need to build, you know, I'm so busy in my day job building other people's websites that I don't do my own, which I think is a typical, typical web person thing. So, but yeah, you can go to phonik.net, phonik.net. You might find some stuff there, likely Facebook, the
so
Naw.
So on Facebook, if you look for Naw,
NAW, look for Naw, there's a... Don't join the group because the group is dead, but the fan page is active.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I guess we should move along because the kids is supposed to be up. And
oh, the kids are coming on.
Well, I don't know about that.
I'm joking. I'm just being silly. Thank you for letting me come on your show and have a happy
new
year.
Thanks a lot for coming by. And I also just want to mention that you can visit traction.com and find the archives of past shows. And I'm also working on a sort of best of list for 2010, which I'm a little late in the game getting on that. But it's going to happen in the next couple of weeks. That'll go up on the site too. So... check that out, and stay tuned to CKUT 90.3.